Anon the Cuddle Sluts, Part 2.
Maybe I should lay off the hamburgers,
Twilight muttered. She stepped out of the bush and walked slowly to the window. Making sure to keep low, she peered in to see Pinky sitting on Anon's worn red couch. Anon was in the kitchen area pouring two glasses of cider.
Alright, Pinky.
Anon started, preoccupied with pouring the cider.
In front of you is a contract. On it, it should detail all that the session entails. And the service is free, but if you feel like tipping, there's also a bowl to deposit bits.
Pinky looked down at the contract before her. Instead of reading, she immediately located the pen and signed the paper. When Anon came around the couch and set the drinks down, he was greeted by Pinky smiling innocently, her tail swishing behind her.
You didn't read the contract, did you?
Anon asked, looking at the loose scribbles on the sheet.
And ruin the surprise!
Pinky gasped in mock horror. Anon let out another sigh and set the paper down on an end table.
Whatever, but just know that you signed a contract!
Anon yelled over his shoulder as he walked towards the window. Coincidentally, it was the one Twilight was staring in from. She quickly ducked her head down before Anon could notice her in the dark. Just above her, she heard the sound of the curtain being pulled. When she popped it back up, she was only met with the sight of a maroon sheet. Anon walked back to the couch and sat next to Pinky.
Alright, with privacy assured, we can begin.
Pinky was overcome with a sudden case of nerves. With the curtains drawn, even the moonlight was prevented from entering the space. Not only that, but her only lifeline was outside, leaving her alone in enemy territory. The only light came from scented candles that gave the room a warm, comforting feel. However, Anon could see that the pony was far from comforted.
You know, Pinky, you wouldn't be so on edge if you just asked what it was that I was doing.
Anon folded his hands in his lap, waiting for Pinky to loosen up.
But I already know what to do!
Oh, do you?
Anon asked teasingly, already knowing that she didn't. This got Pinky to be a little bit more bold as she stood on the couch to glare at him.
Yeah, you're breaking the hearts of every mare in Ponyville by dating them all at once.
Pinky asked, growing more indignant.
You're even trying to work your human magic on me with your smelly candles and silky robe. Neither of which are bothering me anyway.
Pinky sat back down, crossing her hooves and turning away. Even in the low light, Anon could spot a little blush coming through her cheeks.
Pinky, I'm not dating anyone.
Anon clarified.
In fact, my business is to help those who feel a little... I don't know. I guess unloved.
Pinky turned back around, an eyebrow cocked in confusion.
Here, it's a lot easier if I just show you.
Anon reached out suddenly towards Pinky's ear. With his index thumb, he pinched her ear before he had time to move her head away. Then gently, he rubbed the ear in small little circles. The effect was almost immediate. Pinky straightened in surprise, then immediately slouched in her seat, overcome with a sudden bliss.
Whoa, this feels nice.
Pinky noted.
Like, super nice.
Ears have a lot of nerve endings, thus making them sensitive.
Anon explained as he rubbed the other ear with his other hand.
Apply gentle pressure and you get the endorphins flowing.
Anon may as well have been talking to a pillow for all it mattered to Pinky. Her eyes were closed softly as her mind hummed in a state of euphoric joy. Pinky lived in a rather hedonistic life, but she never come across such a joyful feeling. Then, just like that, the pleasure was gone. Confused, Pinky's eyes shot open. She turned to the human, a look of genuine worry on her face.
Wait, it's over already?
Pinky whined.
The ear-rubbing portion is. Since you're a newbie, I may as well introduce you to the sampler plan.
Sampler?
Pinky parroted back to Anon. She tapped an inquisitive hoof to her chin.
I do like samplers.
Good. Anon replied. Now, give me your hooves.
Pinky was taken aback.
My hooves?
Mm-hmm.
Anon nodded and patiently waited for Pinky to follow through. Pinky slowly extended her forelegs out, presenting her front hooves. Anon took them in one hand, grabbing a cloth with the other, and cleaning off the hooves one by one. Pinky giggled at the sensation.
Aww.
Pinky cooed teasingly.
Are you gonna kiss my hoofsies?
Yes, actually.
Anon answered nonchalantly. Before Pinky could utter a...
Wait, what?
Anon bent forward slightly and planted a kiss on each hoof. The normally pink pony grew several shades of crimson upon the act.
Honey, you can't do that!
Pinky protested.
That's something my special sun ponies do!
Do you have a special sun pony?
Anon asked, and Pinky hesitated to answer.
No.
She finally uttered in a soft voice. It was unusual for Anon to see Pinky so flustered, but it wouldn't be the first time that he encountered a flustered mare.
It seems like you're still a bit confused about what I do.
Anon gingerly sets Pinky's hooves down and sat up straight, his back against the cushion of the couch.
Come on, lay on old Nani's lap and I'll give you the deets.
Pinky eyed Anon's lap for a moment, still embarrassed from admitting her lack of a love life. However, she couldn't ignore the inviting silk robe that draped over his legs, nor the remembrance of the bliss that she felt when Anon rubbed her ears. Slowly, she crawled over to the human's lap, her belly laying atop the smooth fabric. She nearly jumped out her skin when she felt Anon's hand on her back. Anon let his hand rest for a moment, waiting for Pinky to stop tensing before he continued.
The basic idea is that I provide a sort of intimate experience for those who either have never experienced it, or sorely lack it.
Anand began. He slowly stroked Pinky's barrel with one hand, caressing her ear with the other. He could feel Pinky's weight melt into his legs as she fell back into that state of nirvana. Pinky sighed with relief.
Not everyone has that opportunity to talk to that special someone, or even go looking for them. Some are afraid to even approach other ponies, especially if they have reasons to believe that they aren't worth it. After a chance encounter with Miss Cheer Lee, I realized that just as friendly as this world is, loneliness is still a thing ponies have to deal with. You mind flipping over?
Pinky moved almost instinctively, but stopped herself. With a wavy smile and more blush in her cheeks, she turned up to look at Anon.
But you might see my...
dates?
Anon finished.
But Nani!
Pinky gasped.
You can't just outright say it like that! It's embarrassing!
Anon couldn't help but chuckle at the mare's prudeness.
That's alright. It's a legitimate concern for some ponies, but I've seen a lot worse. Big Mac can get pretty excited during this part of the session.
You serve stallions too?
Pinky asked.
Yep, I try to help out all ponies, whether stallion or mare, young or old. Though I draw the line at fillies and colts, you gotta have some standards.
Anon looked down at Pinky to see that she was still unsure about flipping over.
If you want, I can get a towel and cover them.
No.
Pinky answered almost too quietly to be heard.
We're friends after all. I trust you.
Well, regardless, I won't even look.
With that assurance, Pinky rolled over on Anon's lap, her belly exposed. It was nice and plump, as expected of a pony that spends her days around sweets and baked goods. As she looked up, she saw Anon's warm and comforting smile. She smiled back, her forelegs folded back to leave herself exposed. Anon gently placed his hand on her stomach and rubbed in small circles. Pinky had to hold back her breath to catch herself from making an embarrassing sound.
Relax, Pinky.
Anon cooed.
We're in complete privacy. You just focus on enjoying the moment.
With that, Pinky dared to breathe again. Panting heavily, she felt all the stress melt away. Never had she felt equally so vulnerable and yet so safe than she did in that moment. Anon could do a million different things to her right now, not all of them good. And yet, he was content to just stroke her belly in these lovely motions that eased her mind. Gone were the thoughts of the suspicious human loitering outside her bakery. Gone was the idea that Anon was a heartless womanizer out of his own pleasure. No. Instead, the only thing on Pinky's mind was how long she was allowed to stay like this. She hopes forever.
My clients ask me to do a bunch of things with them.
Anon spoke, having been talking the entire time he was petting her.
Big Mac almost exclusively asks for belly rubs. Bon Bon asks me to bake with her. Even this one purple unicorn stallion. Wave something. Just wants me to listen to him ramble, overthrowing Celestia or something. He's an odd one. Though I think the weirdest is Lyra, who, I shit you not, likes to suckle on my fingers. Says it makes her feel like a foal again.
Anon wasn't much worried about patient confidentiality, as he could see by the look of Pinky's face, but with her lolling tongue and her eyes rolled back, that her mind was in a completely other world. In one ear, and out the other.
Some clients even ask me to call them special names. Things that they wished other ponies would call them, but are too embarrassed to ask.
Anon continued. This seemed to have snapped Pinky out of her trance, as Pinky looked up at Anon expectantly. She tapped her two hooves together, as if working up the courage to say something.
Nani?
She started, staring down at her hooves.
Do you think you could call me by a special name? You know, just for these sessions.
And what would that be?
When I was a little filly, Granny Pie would often call me her sweetie pie.
Pinky said in a very soft voice, almost hoping Anon didn't hear.
She gave all my sisters cute little nicknames like that. It was their special connection to us. But I haven't heard it for such a long time. While you're not her, I think she would make an exception.
Little did Pinky realize as she talked, she felt herself being more at ease talking to the human about something so personal.
Your granny sounds like a wonderful lady.
Anon stated.
And I guess I have her to thank for raising such a carefree and loving mare such as yourself, sweetie pie.
Anon slyly winked at the mare. Pinky's eyes started to well up in a way that she didn't expect. Just hearing those words again. It was like opening a jar of your favorite cookies and discovering that there was only just one more left after you had thought it was empty. She suddenly leaped forward and wrapped her hooves around Anon's neck, nuzzling his cheek with her own. For the first time since the session began, Anon felt flustered. He was taken aback by just how much such a small gesture meant for the mare.
Thank you, Nani. Thank you.
Pinky gave her gratitude through tears and sniffles. Anon patted her back, feeling a sting in his own eyes as well.
That's what this business is all about.
Anon comforted the pony, patting her back. A rope snapped somewhere in the chimney of Anon's home, followed by the sound of a mare screaming. Her fall was broken by soot-covered logs, which snapped under her weight. Anon and Pinky clutched one another in a moment of fear before recognizing the mare before them.
Twilight?
Anon was the first to break the silence. Twilight, after standing up and dusting the soot off of her suit and banishing the bird circling her head, faced Anonymous. When he looked at Twilight, he grew his own shade of crimson on his cheeks.
Why are you in a cat suit and hiding in my chimney?
Yeah, Twilight!
Pinky chimed in.
Don't you know that you shouldn't spy on others?
Twilight glared at the mayor.
Why are you...
She started, before catching herself as she had more urgent matters.
Pinky dragged me into this and wanted me to spy on you. Then you took her inside, and I couldn't see what you two were doing. I heard these strange noises and I got really curious, so I tried to peer in and see, but none of the other windows had a good angle. So, I climbed onto the roof with Pinky's grappling hook and I thought I could lower myself down the chimney and see. But I may have had a few too many runs to the Hayburger, and...
As Twilight rambled on, her face became more flushed and her wings slowly extended outward. It was like she was buying herself time before she supermanned out of the roof. Anon snapped his fingers a couple of times, stopping Twilight's rambling and drawing her attention to him.
Look, I'm sure there was a lot of hijinks involved, but I'm in a really good mood, and I was just about to introduce Pinks to the culling part of the session. You want to join or not?
Anon asked, bluntly. Twilight stood in the center of the living room, one leg crossed over the other, and she looked down at herself.
But I'm dirty.
She offered a tepid excuse. Anon merely rolled his eyes.
Oh, just get over here, you big nerd.
Anon chided, a grin peeking on his face.
I'm not big.
Twilight muttered and pouted. Regardless, she trotted towards the two of them and snuggled up Anon's other side, leaving Anon flanked on both sides by two beautiful mares. If only his mom could see him now.
So?
Pinky started up again, once they were all settled.
What do you call this business?
Well, I like to think of myself as a cuddle slut.
Anon answered, taking a little too much pride in such a title.
Cuddle slut?
Twilight repeated.
What does being messy have to do with it?
Not that definition's why.
Anon would have facepalmed if his hands weren't occupied.
Yeah, it would be too much to go into now. Just know that I am one.
So what about payment?
Twilight asked, feeling a little bad about bringing it up so soon.
I mean, you provide such a meaningful service, so it'd be a shame if you weren't properly compensated for all the joy that you bring to ponies by giving them unconditional affection.
Well, that's why I'm a cuddle slut, Twilight.
Anon booped her nose with his own. Twilight reached up and covered her snoot, attempting to hide the blush creeping on her face.
A whore does it for money, but a slut does it for fun. But do feel free to put some bits in the bowl when you're done.
Anon added, with a wink.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, everything about this is so enjoyable because you got adorableness, you got humor, you got wholesomeness, you got innuendo, everything a person could ask for. This was just really enjoyable. Anyway, let's get on to our very enjoyable donators.
Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coldhard, J10 Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Dosbo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Edge, RuneSlythe9852, Hazen Roman, Steven Bingham, LandGod12, and many more super sweet people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.